This is episode 1157. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique to help you manage life's storms. And this is the very first episode in a 7-part series on storms. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And I find this is the best way to really master a particular quality in your life when you allow yourself to experiment with different techniques throughout the week to see what works best for you. So as you get ready to settle yourself into your meditation, I want to share with you that this series was inspired because I recorded a meditation during a big thunderstorm we were having. I live in Tampa, Florida, and the name Tampa is actually the name for lightning, and the Calusa Native American Indian tribe called this word, Tampa, fire sticks, because that's what they called the tremendous amount of lightning we get here in Tampa. In fact, Tampa has more lightning strikes than anywhere else in the world, except for Botswana and Africa. So during this storm, there was a lot of lightning going on. And when I was recording the meditation, I just kept it all in. I didn't edit anything out. And so after the storm, everything was quiet, calm, and I thought I'd love to create a meditation series where the meditations are recorded with the sound of a storm in the background. And so there are two goals for this series. The first goal is for you to navigate your own life storms. Maybe a storm you happen to be going through, or maybe you feel one is brewing, to help you manage these storms. And the second goal is simply to have you connect more with nature and to realize there is calm after the storm. So as you get ready to do the technique, think about a storm that you feel you're currently experiencing, or as I've mentioned, a storm you feel is brewing. Just bring that to your mind as you settle yourself in and start to calm your mind and body. And then the technique for you to do today as you meditate is to think about what the worst case scenario could be for the outcome of your own personal storm. And then consider another outcome that might not be ideal, but it could be a different possibility for this storm. And then finally, think about an outcome that would make you happy. The best outcome you could think of for your life storm. So spend a little time reflecting on each question. What's the worst outcome? What's an outcome that's not the worst, but that is a likely outcome, and that might be less than ideal? And then think about what the best outcome could be. And as you reflect on these questions, notice how you feel in your body. Notice where tension or tightness may settle. And as you consider the best case scenario, notice where relief or excitement settles within you. So go now, do this technique, take it into your meditation today. And if you would like to be guided in a full half hour meditation where you can break off at the 15-minute point if you want and have access to over 1,000 guided meditations, I invite you to 2 weeks free of a subscription membership site that I have at my own website at sipandom.com. This will very soon become an app. We have testers on the app now. So the website again is SIP, S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, OM, O-M, sipandom.com. And you also get a journal that goes along with each week's series. So this is a week where you have a storm journal. And you get a guide with all the different techniques organized nicely for you that are used in each week's series. So again, that's at sipandom.com. For now, go into your meditation, reflecting on your own life storms, knowing there is calm at the end of a storm. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.